Our parsha famously begins with the Jewish people being instructed to make donations towards the construction of the Mishkan. Deber el b'nei Israel, the Jewish people are told, v'yikchu li truma, take for me a donation. Me'es kol isha sheyidvenu libo, tikhu es trumasi, take this donation from anyone for whom there'll be a generous and open heart. The Mefarshim, many commentaries, both classic and contemporary, are bothered by a seemingly peculiar choice of words here in this pasuk. If you are asking the Jewish people to give money towards the donation, towards the campaign of the building of the Mishkan, shouldn't the pasuk have read, V'yitnu li truma, give for me a donation? Why does the Torah say, V'yikhu li truma? Could you imagine a fundraiser from your local shul asking you for a donation to help with the building campaign? And by asking you, they say, can you please take a donation for us? It doesn't make any sense. Of course, the question and the request would be, can you give a donation to us? So why does the pasuk say, V'yikhu li truma? So among the many answers that are given, one possible answer is that, in fact, we have numerous sources in Chazal which indicate that by giving money that in charity, that's actually a skula for wealth. Famously, the Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Tes, and in other places, has a teaching based on the pasuk in Devarim, Aser ta Aser, you shall surely tithe. And in a play on words, the Gemara says, Aser b'shvil she'tit asher, tithe, so that you should become wealthy. Rather than depleting your wealth, rather than becoming hurt, being injured by donation and being charitable, Chazal promise us that you will not be hurt at all by being charitable and giving donations. If anything, you will be materially rewarded even in this world. That's one possible answer. That's why it says, V'yikhu li truma, because really you're taking for yourself. It's a great investment in your own portfolio by giving charity. The Beis Halevi gives a similar, but I think a slightly different, more subtle and frankly more profound answer. The Beis Halevi says, you really only own something, paradoxically, once you've given it away and used it for tzedakah. All that money you have in your investment account, in your bank account, under your mattress, in the piggy, you know, in the cookie drawer, all that stuff, you're just holding money, but it's not really yours. You only have it once you've given it away. While you have it, first of all, God forbid, you could lose it. It could be a crash. But who knows what could happen to the economy? God forbid, it could be stolen. There could be damage. Who knows? Second of all, of course, we know after 120, as the saying goes, you can't take it with you. But if you give away the money, you use it for such worthy causes like tzedakah, so then you have benefited. The benefit of that money is now fixed. No one can never take that away from you. And in fact, you will actually be able to bring that, so to speak, with you. The Beis Halevi, to support this insight, quotes a Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, which explains that Munvaz HaMelech emptied his treasury for tzedakah, at which time he said, my forefathers saved money for them, for others. I emptied my treasury for myself. What is he talking about? What does that mean? Says Beis Halevi, it's exactly this point. My forefathers saved money, but it really wasn't for themselves. They died. They didn't take the money with them. They ended up saving it for other people, for me and their other descendants. I gave away money, but I did it in a certain sense for myself because I'm benefiting from the tzedakah and the reward that I'll get that no one can take it away from me. As the Beis Halevi concludes very beautifully, Nimsa dehanesina letzedakah hu lekicha la'atzmo derag zehu shelo. And that's what the pasuk means. V'yikhu li truma, by giving donations to the Mishkan, by giving tzedakah, by using your money for worthy and charitable causes, in a very meaningful way, it's truly becoming yours at that moment. V'yikhu li truma, in a way that just having money, using it for physical objects, for toys, so to speak, or just holding it in the bank, will never be. So whichever of these interpretations one prefers, the common denominator is that the pasuk is highlighting the benefits that one gets from giving charity, from donating to something like the Mishkan. And yet, there is a very peculiar midrash on the pasuk here in our parsha, which is noted by the Baal HaTurim. The midrash in the Yalkut Shimoni says that the words Daber el b'nei Yisrael allude to the fact that Hashem was speaking al derech pius. He was asking very, very nicely to the Jewish people to make the donation. He was really begging them. And the Baal HaTurim explains that he had to use this lashon of pius, this really, really nice request and begging, because the Jewish people were being asked to give up money. They were going to lose money, therefore Hashem had to ask really, really nicely. Now you might say that makes sense. It's only derech eretz, and frankly, good, smart fundraising to ask people to give money in a nice way. And yet, as the Altar of Kelm, the famed, one of the fathers of the Musar movement, asks in his Sefer, this really is hard to understand. After all, the Jewish people at that moment were incredibly, enormously, unfathomably wealthy. They had emptied out Egypt, all of the gold and silver, when they left Egypt. And then even a week later, they got even more money when they plundered the chariots of the Egyptians after they'd washed up on the banks of the Yam Suf for even more gold, more silver, more money. So they were incredibly wealthy. Plus, they're being asked to donate a relatively small amount of money. Plus, the donations was going to be to something that was going to help the Jewish people. They're going to have Hashem's presence in their midst with the Mishkan. If they sin, now they have a Mishkan where they can offer karbanos and be forgiven. And for this, Hashem has to ask twice. For this, Hashem has to beg. This is a small amount of money to enormously wealthy people for their own good. Hashem is begging, what's going on here? And he gives a mashal. He says, think about it. If one person helped another person start a business, and that second person became incredibly wealthy, and then the first person asked the second person for a small donation, would he have to ask twice? Would he have to beg? That second person would say, of course I'll give you. You helped me. You were my mentor. You gave me my first investment. Without you, I would have nothing. I'd have no money without you. Of course I'll help you. Of course I'll give you a donation. And if you're telling me the donation is actually for my own benefit, even more so. So what's going on? Why does Hashem have to beg? Says Altar of Kelm, you see here something incredibly powerful. The power of the Yetzer Hara. Once a person gets money in his or her pocket, it is almost instinctive, it is natural to tell oneself, Kochiv Otzim Yadi, this came because I was smart, because I worked hard. It's all because of me. And once you have that thought, it is so hard to pry it away from the person. And therefore, in Echanami, Hashem had to have pious, we had to ask. But this highlights how easily we can be tied in to thinking the money is really ours.